Blog Talk Radio.
Creative
to do creative things, create new ideas, to create new concepts for your life. Yesterday, we talked about having that mindset of great expectations. Okay, and that's wonderful to have that mindset. But how are you going to do it? What does that look like? So we're here to give you the steps to get through that and many, many other things. So good morning and welcome to my good friend, Patricia Martin. Oh, we thank God for your life and for how you help us in the things that you do. We want to welcome the guests in our chat room. And please invite a friend to tune into the show because we are going to be helping people take their lives to a whole. Listen, like I said, we're finished with levels. We're in dimensions now. We're going to a whole nother dimension. See, you know, I could just do a whole teaching just on levels, but, you know, we're done with levels here, y'all. We're waking up. We got to make it happen. We need energy. You need energy to make things happen. So we'll discuss that, how to get more energy in your life. You want to be creative. I tell you, this is the best time in the world to be creative. And especially if you are a person who has succumbed to this economy, this is a great time for you to get your creative juices and get them flowing. Okay, so welcome, welcome, welcome to those of you, and for those of you who are on the switchboard, good morning and welcome, and thank you for calling in to the show. And those of you who may download this and listen to the archives later. So we had said before, we were telling you yesterday also about the event coming up in North Carolina, and we want you to make sure you're there, to make sure you attend this awesome, awesome, powerful event, the Releasing Your Inner Power Conference. That's a conference that's based on the book Release Your Power that I authored several years ago. And the book is now reaching the masses. It's now reaching the masses. And so we will be in North Carolina, in Greensboro, June 24th, 5th, and 6th. And we're very excited. And it's just a few weeks away. But the planning has been several months. There will be the guest speaker, but we have other speakers. We have Mr. William Thompson. He's a financial planner. We have Dr. Cindy Hunter. She's an author and speaker and activist, and she fights for women that are being abused and teens that are being caught up in dating violence. If you can believe that, yes, it is happening. And I say that part of it is because someone has not taught them how to tap into their creative genius, and they need to know how to do that. And so what else do we have? We have Mr. Paul Kiriasi. He is normally in the chat room, but I believe he's traveling. He's in Tokyo, Japan, usually. And then we have, who else do we have? Oh, we have Ms. Kiva Renee. She will probably be joining us in the chat room soon. If not, we will certainly miss her. So put that conference on your calendar, and I would love for you to make it to North Carolina. So back to jump starting your creativity. What kind of things are we going to talk about? I want to know, again, if someone had given you the opportunity to jumpstart a genius within your life. We know now there are about 8 different types of intelligences, and we'll talk about that probably on Thursday because I won't have time to do it today. And some people just know the logic and mathematical genius and the spoken word geniuses, but there are other geniuses. Now, so let's talk about that creative genius. Well, we want to be here just to light a fire under you. We're going to teach you how to eliminate those creativity killers that are stifling your creative energy and how you can ignite more of the spark and get moments to trigger some inspiration and innovation. You ever know those people that they always seem to come up with a great idea? You ever notice that? You ever said that to yourself? How does that person always come up with these great ideas? Well, it can happen for you too, but you got to spark it first. You got to get it going. Just like in your car, you need those spark plugs to jumpstart that car and to get that battery going. And so we want to welcome our guests in the chat room at USK47. Good morning, good morning, and welcome. Well, we welcome all of our young people to the show. So all of our persons in anywhere between the age of, you know, 15 and 35, we welcome you and celebrate you. We know young people today are going through. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you, I think I'm going to do a show, Coach LaLisa show, just for teens. I'm going to do a Coach LaLisa show just for teens. It will come on in the afternoon when they get home from school, and so they won't get in any trouble. We'll have the show come on like right at 5 o'clock. We'll just do a half hour for them, 5 o'clock p.m., and we'll do a little half hour for them, coaching for teens. This way they'll get home, they'll do a little bit of homework, and we'll discuss the things that are important for teens, like bullying and dating violence and conflict resolution. But I'll be seeking to empower them, to give them the tools that they need to be a success in life. So we'll talk about homework and grades, and we'll talk about relationships and feeling beautiful, feeling sexy, all the things that our young people really, 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 really care about. And that is devastating. It's devastating these children today not to have the tools that they need to be a success in that area. So back to this creative genius. What is it all about? What are we talking about here? What is it that you need to do? And so I want to start by asking you the question. Are you creative, or are you like a zombie? Are you just sitting around hoping something will happen, waiting for something to happen, thinking that, well, something might happen or it might not happen? So we want to help you get to the level where you can take the power of your creativity and you can turn it into something very, very, very great for your life. And that's what we want to help you do today. We want to help you in the moment that you're in right now. You know, take it right there from where you are. Right there from where you are. That's where, you know, I read a book once entitled Everywhere You Go, There You Are. So start from where you are. And when it comes to your life, you have to begin to take action, take charge, take control. Now, I'm a life coach. Some of you know that. And the company that I work with have been very, very successful in turning people's lives around. The products that I use, the tools that I use are surefire. They will turn your life around. My book, Release Your Power, that book, I'm telling you, will jump start your success. You just need to get it. And you can go online, you can go to my website, and you can order a copy of that book, Release Your Power, which the conference is based on. But my belief is that, and I bought into the concept of the mindful and powerful intentions and living above the rim in that high level of expectation. And so how do you get what you really want in life? The right career, the right marriage, the right relationships, the right job. Well, first you have to see what you want. You have to visualize it. You have to see it. So as it relates to this creativity and sparking that create that see these people, they're just going through life like it's almost like that movie that we used to watch years ago, the horror flick. They're like just a zombie. Come alive. Be creative. Be in the moment. So you got to see what you want. And more than likely, the opportunities to take you where you need to be are right in front of your eyes. Just like, just that quick, I saw right in front of me an opportunity to coach teams. Had been there all along, but I just saw it, okay? This morning as I was talking with you. So it can happen. So suddenly, you have to be willing to see the opportunities that are right in front of you. You need to also see any potential barrier so that you can work through it. What are the barriers? Well, immediately, for instance, with the teens, immediately the first barrier that I thought about was, when will they have time to do it? Because you know with children, you got to deal with all the competing things that are going on in their lives. You know, in the morning they have school, and in the evening they have homework and family time. And so it's like, okay, when? So 5 o'clock. Why? Because a lot of parents don't get home sometimes till 6 or 7, and they don't know what their children are doing between that hour. And so 5 o'clock, even for those that are in after-school programs, they still make it home by 5. And even this is something they can do in the after-school program, is listen to the Coach Lalisa show, somebody who's going to empower them. So you got to seize the moment. You got to see for yourself. So that was a creative spark of creative genius right there. And so tomorrow is Wednesday, I'll launch the first session of this. So go get your teens. Go get them. Have them ready. As a matter of fact, I may launch it tonight. Why wait? Why wait? Own it. Do it now, right now. My friend Adele Foster, good morning and God bless her. She says, do it fast, do it now, do it right, do it better. But you got to do it now. Sometimes we wait and we miss our window of opportunity. So I'll be all over Facebook posting that and shortly, as soon as I get off the show this morning, letting people know, welcome to the Coach Lalisa Teen Show. And so we'll air today at 5 p.m., and we'll talk. Our first topic will be how to stop internet bullying or cyberbullying. How to stop it. If your child is caught up in cyberbullying, how to stop it. Now, next you have to own it. You see, it has to be something that you can do. It has to be a role that you want to create for yourself. So after you visualize what you want, now you have to own it. And then we also believe, through the coaching company that I work with, these are the four tenets of that company. You got to see it, own it, live it, be it. And I love this coaching stuff. I tell you, it's what I do. It's the best job I've ever had. Besides motivational speaking, that's my absolute love. But the two go together. Coaching, speaking, writing, training, they're all linked together. And then after you see it and you own it, now you got to live it. Oh, you got to just get up, y'all, and take action. That's why I want to help you today. Spark that creativity, that genius within you. It's already there. I'm not going to give you creativity. I'm not going to, you know, download it into your brain. It's there. It just has to be ignited, okay? You just need the ignition. It's like in a car. You turn your car on, the ignition key, you turn it, and the car will start. Provided everything else is working right, the spark plugs, the starter valve, the other things. And that's like in your life. Some of the reasons that we're not working properly is that we have clogged valves. Our valves are clogged. The valve of unforgiveness, clogged, or sometimes just shut down. You know, the valve of being humble, just gone, you know, just ripped out. Somebody stole it, drive, you know. There's so many things that are missing that we need to put back, or that are clogged, we need to put back so we can take that spark of creativity and build the life that you want. Create the life you want. Create the job you want. Create the scenario on the job. Why think about it like this? Why should other people be happy and not you? Why them and not you? You know, God gave everyone the ability to be happy, to be successful, to be dynamic, to be whatever it is you want to be. But you have to make it happen. You and you alone. No one is going to come and do it for you. And then, after you've seen it and you own it and you live it. You got to make choices each and every day. I tell the women that I work with in the coaching sessions that I do. That's what I do most of the time, all day, is coaching sessions. I love it. I love inspiring people to reach for the goal, to go for something that they never, ever thought they could achieve. And I was telling them that you have to make daily choices that reinforce who you are and what you want. If I want to be a speaker, I have to make choices every day that reinforce that. So, yes, I look for speaking opportunities. Absolutely. I look for an opportunity to write another speech because that supports my overall goal of being a highly paid motivational speaker. So you got to make these choices every day. And then after you're living it every day. The next thing that you have to do is you have to be it. You have to be it. You have to do it right. That's like doing it now. It's like, don't wait. Don't say, well, I'm going to be, okay, this or that. Start doing it. Be it right now. Don't say, I'm going to be a great speaker. Be a great speaker now. Don't say, I'm going to be a great writer. Be a great writer now. Don't say, I'm going to be a great doctor or whatever it is. You got to be it now. See it in your mind's eye. Do it now. Show up, and here's how you be it. Some people say, well, how can I be a doctor now? I haven't even gone to med school. I know that's what's in the back of your mind. How can I be a great nurse now when I haven't even taken one anatomy and physiology class? That's not possible. And I say, yes, it is, because this is what you got to do. You got to show up doing what you can do. Okay, so you want to be a doctor. Well, show up today and just read a book about being a doctor. So the moment you take one step and you do it, anything toward that goal, that is your guarantee that you're going to finish it. Because all you got to do is wake up every day, show up every day, and do something. Okay? And then begin to do it. You will see momentum pick up. And begin to do it every day, faster and greater and bigger and better. Each and every day, you'll see it grow. You'll see it grow. Whatever you want to be. You want to be a drug and alcohol counselor? Show up and do it. Find out, go online, look it up, see what it takes, read books, read articles, read abstracts, read dissertations, read whatever you need to read to learn what drug and alcohol counselors do. Read how they train, where they train. Go get trained. Once you get trained, now you can show up at somebody's door and say, will you hire me? The problem with most of the workforce today, they're knocking on doors for which they yet don't have training for. And companies today, unfortunately, or fortunately, I should say, either way you look at it, however you want to look at it, they want trained people. But they've always wanted trained people. I mean, that's their most desire, is to get somebody talented, knowledgeable, educated, and trained. That's always been their ultimate desire. But they'll settle for, well, you're knowledgeable, we'll train you, or you're trainable, but we'll get you some knowledge. You know, they'll settle for what you don't have if you have other pieces that they feel are very important to their organization. But you can't go in there raw without stuff that they need and want and talk about hire me. It doesn't work like that in the real world. It only works like that in the soap operas. You know, in the soap operas, I used to watch the soaps. In the soaps, See, if you watch the soaps, you're going to have a skewed picture of the world. And that's what you want. That's on you. But I suspect some of these other TV shows that have taken the place of soap operas are still doing that same thing to the mind. But the soap operas, a person could be in the woods, have lived there all their life, doesn't know anything. One day, someone like a Susan Lucci comes through the woods to have a dinner or a picnic or whatever, sees you, falls in love with you, brings you back to town, and gives you the best job in the business. Well, that's not reality, okay? Reality is that you have to do all those other things that I already listed, okay? So I wanted to set the stage for you in terms of how you're going to do this creativity thing, okay? You have to see it, be it, live it, see it, own it, live it, and then you must be it. So now that you've answered the question, and the question on the table this morning, is, are you a zombie? Pretty much. Are you stuck? Are you bored? Are you one of those people who, this is how you can tell if you're a zombie. Okay, I'm going to just keep it real, real for y'all, you know, because people, you got to keep it real with people today. This is how you know if you're a zombie. If you have used this word in a sentence referring to yourself, excuse me, in the past, you know, so many weeks, months, or whatever, if you use this word, bored, if you said, I'm bored, that's boring, you know, or you do things and that's boring, my life is boring. If that's the case, then you probably are a great candidate for this program to snap out of it. And you're not utilizing your creativity. If you're one of those persons who, or if you know anybody like that, who's always talking about how bored they are, this is definitely a person who is not tapping into their creativity. We'll help you today. And sometimes people, they just feel helpless and hopeless, and they feel like a zombie. And if you are feeling that way, when you bring more creativity into your life, the zombianism will subside. It will just go away. It will just go away. You don't have to fight it. You don't have to bribe it. Just get more creative, and that urge to feel stuck and unhappy and that where you don't have any fun in your life, it will disappear. It'll just go away, right? So now what I want you to do in a little exercise is, if you're able to write, I want you to kind of think about this. And if you cannot write it down because you are driving or you are at work and you're not able to because you're on the phone lines or on a keyboard or doing something else at work where you can't stop, you can come back and listen to the archives later. But I want to give you a moment for those of you who can get a pen or a pencil, and I want you to write down where you are most bored. What in your life has made you the most bored, or where you feel stuck, or what area where you feel most unhappy, where you feel there's no fun and no creativity. It could be your marriage. It could be your relationship. It could be you and your child. It could be your job. It could be your health. It could be a lot of places. Some people are just bored with their weight. They're bored with their health. It may be your finances. Maybe there you feel more stuck and it's kind of boring. Nothing exciting really happening with your finances. And there should be. There should be excitement. You're going to spark this creative genius in yourself. So I want you to write down where you feel most bored and where you feel stuck. Okay? Or just think about it for a moment if you can't write it down right now. Just think about that. Where are you most bored and most stuck? Again, it could be in any area of your life. And while you're thinking about that for a moment, I will go back over here into the chat room. Good morning, good morning, Mr. J. Early. All right, all the way from Japan. I know it's been a while. Awesome. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. So glad you enjoy our topic this morning, talking about helping people with being creative. Creative. Be creative. Spark that creative genius in your life. You have it. It's there. We all have it. But how are you going to get that done? So as you're thinking about that, as you're thinking about answering that question, where do you feel bored? Where do you feel stuck? Where do you feel the most unhappy with the lack of fun and creativity in your life? I want to help you get your creative juices flowing. I want to help you jumpstart your creative genius. And again, if you can, if you but can, if you but so can doest, increase your level and spark that creativity in your life, it will help you to feel less unhappy and bored and stuck. And as a lot of people are feeling like that right about now, this economy is helping to create a lot of zombies. So there are a lot of people that right now they need this full program. Now, I'm just giving you a taste of it here on the Coach LaLisa Show. You would have to connect with me after the show, email me or call me in order to take full advantage of, because this is a coaching program. And so these are some of the areas where I help to coach people. I'm going to be giving you just a taste of it regularly on the show. And so this is a taste of how I help people spark that creativity so that you're not feeling bored, unhappy, and feeling stuck. So now that you've written that down, or you've at least thought about it, the next thing you want to do is you want to answer this question. You want to think about it, and then you want to answer this question. After you've already written down what areas do you feel the most bored, stuck, and unhappy with the lack of fun and excitement and creativity, you want to answer this question. What would be different? What would be different if you were able to tap into your creativity and express yourself fully in those areas? So whatever areas that you mentioned, what would be different if you were able to tap into your creativity and express yourself fully in those areas? And what would that look like for you? So now that's where you have to be able to see it. You have to be able to visualize in your mind's eye. How would that look? What would be different in your life? Would you have a happier? Would your marriage have more date nights? Would your career have more opportunities for you to run meetings or create events? It could be your church life. What would it take for you to feel not bored, not lackadaisical, haphazard, ho-hum, ho-drum kind of thing, but you have the spirit of creativity? What would be different if you were able to tap into your creativity and express yourself fully in those areas? And what would that look like? So I just gave you some examples. So now you have to ultimately answer that question. But I'm just giving you some examples of what that might look like. Because for some people, you've never had this level of coaching. I understand that. Because coaching is still relatively new. And so most people haven't had formal coaching. Well, this is formal coaching. This is formal. This is how formal coaches do it. And we're going to be helping you with more. I mean, it's the Coach LaLisa Show, so I don't know what else you expected when you tuned into the show. I hope you didn't think that I just called myself Coach LaLisa for the fun of it because it sounds good or it's a great title to have. No, I'm actually a coach, and I can coach you to whatever area in your life that you want to become a success in. And so I have many, many topics in my repertoire because I work for an awesome, awesome, awesome coaching company. I actually work for, I'm partnered with an awesome, awesome coaching company, and we have all of the best technology tools and instruments to help you achieve your most happiest and greatest life that you could have ever thought that you could live. And you can do it in just 5 minutes a day. It's not that long. It's very simple. So now that you've answered that question and you kind of thought about what the differences are, or you've written it down, now think about it like this. And then I have another question for you. Here's the problem. Sometimes, you know, how do we get this way, right? Where we're basically a walking zombie. Well, sometimes we fall into, like, zombiehood, like a place where you can go, right? Like neighborhood, zombiehood. Well, sometimes we fall into zombiehood because we believe that that's just life. It's just how life is for everybody. There are really people who believe that. Or that creativity, play, and fun are something you grow out of or you simply don't have time for as an adult. Wow, that's a scary thought. But there are. Look at children. You ever go to, I dare you to go to like a playground or a daycare center or somewhere where there's very small kids, a kindergarten class, and just watch and ask yourself, what happened to me? Where did I go? Where did I lose myself? And so now I ask you, what beliefs do you have around being a zombie? What beliefs do you have around this? Again, could it be, do you believe something like, oh, that's just life? Or that as an adult, I don't need to be creative, I don't need to play, I don't need to have fun. So you really want to look at that. And so what we've just done, for those of you who really need to know exactly what happened, we were just basically tapping the surface, asking the question, are you a zombie? In other words, do you feel stuck, bored, unhappy, a lack of fun and creativity in any area of your life? If so, then yes, you are a zombie, and you need to do something about it, which is why I hope that's the reason you tuned into the show this morning, so that we could help you get out of that state of zombianism. So, hey, good morning and welcome to our other guests in the chat room, and thank you for tuning in this morning. If you have any questions about this, please type it into the chat room and I'll do my best to get back over there and try to answer it. But the effects of, you know, of zombianation, you know, what's the zombification? What's the effects? What does it do to you? Okay, to walk around as a zombie, no life, no happiness, no fun, no creative genius flowing. Well, we know you have it within you, and we want to launch it for you, get it started, so that you can create the life you want. Now, keep this in mind as we look at what the effects of zombification are. Keep this in mind. Your creativity, listen to this and hear me good, yours, not mine, but yours, not the person next to you, but you. This is an individual thing right now. Your creativity is the fuel that feeds the fire of innovation and inspiration. And you hear Mr. Versi Walker will get on here every Wednesday. He comes in bubbly and bouncy, except for that one week he had the cold. But every week he gets here, bubbly and bouncy about being the midweek inspiration. He loves that. That gets his creativity flowing, and he's always coming with these powerful topics. But think about your own life. See, if you do not deal with this boredom and the things that will put you in this zombie nation, so to speak. Think about it. Creativity. You want to be creative. You want this genius awakened. It's a genius. And I'm not going to just talk about it today. There will be, when I come back on Thursday and whenever we don't have a guest, you know, and again, you can have this program at your fingertips, literally, just by working with me on a, you know, on a private note. You can work through all of this and get stimulated, be awakened. Your creative genius. My goodness, your boss will love you. Your coworkers will love you. Your staff will love you. And I can come in and teach them also. Imagine if your whole staff had their creative juices flowing. Can you imagine? No employee sitting around talking about, oh, I'm bored. Ain't nothing happening here, you know. You wouldn't have that, okay? So realize that creativity is the fuel that feeds the fire of innovation and inspiration in your life. So the question that you have to answer, how does being a zombie affect your life? Okay, how does that affect your life? Does it cost you any relationships? It may cost you money and you don't even realize it. You don't even realize that being a zombie at work could cause you not to get a promotion, which could cause you possibly not to get a raise, which could cause you not to be able to have and buy some of the things that you want. All because your creative genius has not been fully activated. Think about that. Is it in your, you could be a radio show host right here on Blog Talk Radio. Are you a zombie? Do you create new and exciting shows? I've been doing this now for 3 years, right here on Blog Talk Radio, probably a little over 3 years. I know some of you didn't even realize Blog Talk has been around that long. Well, it has. It has been around longer than 3 years because I left the AM radio station in 2008. That's 3 years ago right there. And I knew about Blog Talk like a year before while I was still on the radio. I knew about Blog Talk Radio. As a matter of fact, and before Blog Talk Radio, there was something, another tool that we were using, online radio. Audio Acrobat. I don't know if any of you remember that, Audio Acrobat, and I learned about them in 2004. They came out around 2005. Well, I know it had to be before 2005 because my mother was one of my first guests on my radio show that I did on Audio Acrobat, and she was one of my first guests, and she passed in July of 2005. So, yeah, Audio Acrobat had to come out around 2004. And my first 5 guests were I can't think of his name right now, but it's a young man out of the Philadelphia area, and my husband, my mother, my sister-in-law, and my good friend Denise in Cleveland. Those are my first 5 friends, and it was fun. I did it, you know, I did a few shows, but so yeah. Don't let whatever you're working on, don't let it become a zombie in your life. Don't creativity to it. Same thing with your children. That's why when I do the program for teens, for some of you, you were on early on the show, you heard me mention that I'm starting the Coach of the Lisa show for teens. It'll launch today at 5. Tell your teens to tune in. Can you imagine now young people love to say they're bored. Can you imagine when this hits the teenagers? If they're no longer feeling bored, because I'm going to teach, because they have the same problem. Anybody who says they're bored has this problem. They have not tapped into their creative genius, because if you're bored, that means you're not creating anything. And if you're creating anything, you're not going to be bored. So whether you create a music, a CD, a book, whatever, you know. So how is being a zombie affect your life? And then you're going to answer the question, what does being a zombie keep you from doing? What is it stopping you from doing? Like I said, it could be stopping you from a raise. It could be stopping you from a great relationship. It could be stopping you from meeting new people. There are just so many different things. Mm-hmm. Now, one more question you're going to ask, and then we have to move on. But the next question you're going to ask yourself, how does being a zombie make you feel about yourself and about your life and about your future? And again, for those of you who didn't catch the earlier part of the show, you don't quite know what we mean by zombie, but it's a person that is basically bored, unhappy. They feel they have no fun, or there's no creativity in their life, or it's a person who just feels stuck all the time. That's what we mean by zombie. So being stuck, being bored all the time, not having any creativity, how does that make you feel about yourself, about your life, and about your future? Those are the questions you're going to ask. And again, if you didn't get a chance to write any of this down, you can always go back and listen to the archive. Okay, so good morning, Jim 10 and Kate and Miss Kiva, Hypno Solutions 1. Good morning, everyone, and welcome. So I know someone thought the topic was interesting. Good, good. Yes, Jim says, I think my internet connection is being a zombie. It's stopping me from listening. Oh, well, I understand. Trust me, I've had my own problems with internet. So, yes, do you feel stuck, unhappy, just kind of, like I said, like one of those old movies they would wrap around. They would have these mummy little concussion stuff wrapped all around. And just like zombies, just going nowhere fast. No fun, no excitement, just stuck. You know, you're just stuck there, but you're moving. It looks like you're moving, but you're stuck. Always saying things like, I'm bored, there's no excitement here, I'm not having fun. You know, like the commercial, are you having fun yet? It's like, no, why not? Well, probably because your creative genius has not been sparked, has not been ignited, but we are here to set that thing on fire. And so far, I think we've asked you some questions this morning to help get the juices going, to get you stimulated, to awaken that. And we said, remember, we said that when you make when your creativity comes alive, it is like the fuel that feeds the fire of innovation. You know, innovation is coming up with new ideas, coming up with new ways to do things, and then to be inspired. That's to have that drive and that desire to want to do it. When a person is inspired, they have that drive. They want to do something. Well, you have to. Now, again, creativity is not something that you're going to go down to Macy's or Lord & Taylor's or even Walmart, for that matter, and purchase over the counter. You're not going to go to Walgreens and Rite Aid. You may not even get this from your trusted psychologist. Their job is to see if you have some kind of, you know, emotional problem. I will tell you what your problem is. Your problem is that you lack creativity. That genius hasn't been sparked. And so, yes, while my coaching services do cost, absolutely. However, they're not nearly as costly as what a psychologist would charge. A psychologist, they were going to want a few hundred dollars a session. But with my program, you can get it for literally pennies, less than a penny a day, less than one penny a day. I can have you on a nice program that you will be able to work through all of this. Okay, so now that you're going to, you answered those questions, you realize now that creativity is this fuel that burns and lights the fire. to your innovation. You want to know more about that creativity, right? How powerful is creativity? Well, if you remember, there was a God who said, the God, he said, outcreate the world. He created the world, y'all. And then he created man, and then he created us in his image. Hello. Creativity surrounds you. It's what you're about. You have the power to be creative. So the power of creativity, right? So we know that creativity fuels the fire, right, to innovation and inspiration. Well, creativity, get this, creativity has the power to energize you and excite you to totally change your life and turn everything upside down in the best possible way. Now, really, come on. Think about it. What can be better? What do we need right now in this universe with everything that's going on with the economy more than we need anything else? With our teenagers killing each other like it's a sport. You have dating violence. You have drive-by shootings. You have domestic violence. People who are mad at a spouse because they left them and they want to kill them. They can't handle separation and all this other stuff. They basically have no creative genius. They cannot even create another love for their life. A person walks out on them and they go crazy. This should not be happening. Well, I guess it should be because that's why it is. But what we need to get the message to people is that they need to understand this power of creative genius, and they need to tap into it, and it's within them, so that they can continue to give their children a good life or their relationship a wonderful time. I can't believe we're almost down to 8 minutes left to the show. So the power of creativity, it's there to energize you and excite you. You know, those people that are just so unexcited. And it will totally change your life. And you will be able to turn everything in your life upside down in the best possible way. That's your job, your church family, your home life at home with your children and your spouse, or if you're single, with your friends and the relationship that you're in, with your coworkers, with your boss. Can you imagine? Now I want to ask you one last question before we wrap up the show today. One last question, and it's been my pleasure doing this show. And don't worry, I'm going to be bringing you more of these topics. But for those of you who want a little bit extra, and I know there are some of you out there that this is just not enough. You want that little bit extra. I know there are people like me. I always want, like, give me the most I can get. You know, I want it. I told a lady last night, and she was like, well, Lisa, I don't know if you're ready for this yet. I said, let me tell you, I've been ready, and I'm going for the gusto. I want it all. So she invited me to a powerful session that I'll be going to next week. And I was like, please give me every drop, okay? So I know some of you out there are just like me, and you want more because you understand. You understand the power of success. You understand that it's your purpose. Because, again, there are a lot of people who are claiming to be coaches and they want to help people. Well, if you can't help yourself, how are you going to help somebody else? Just tell me that. If you can't spark your own creative genius, if you're not able to put your own life in balance, if you're not able to set your own expectations high, how are you going to encourage anyone, whether it's a teenager, an adult, a senior citizen, you can't do it. And so for those of you, I know you want more, and you'll contact me, and I'll be glad to help you. So this last question, what would be different if you could feel that excitement and full of that excited and full of creative energy on a regular basis? If you do that answer, mull over that, write it down, and again, we'll connect in another way. If you want to share your answers with me, you can always email me, inbox them to me. What would be different if you could feel that excited and full of creative energy on a regular basis? that energy that will turn your life upside down, that creativity that will change your life in the best possible way. Now, Isaac, I said, with this economy, with what's happening around the nation today, that's something that you want to do. Well, this is taken from the book on Sparking Your Creative Genius. We've been talking this morning about jumpstarting your creative genius. If you want to get, again, the full program, you would have to connect with me later. I want to thank each and every person who tuned into the chat room. Good morning, and welcome to the show. Tomorrow, I hope you tune in, we'll have Mr. Versi Walker. He will be our very, very special guest, as he is each and every Wednesday. So definitely tune in, and don't forget that you can jumpstart your creative genius, and therefore you can eliminate the creativity killers that are stifling your creative energy, and that will help you ignite the spark that can trigger inspiration and innovative thinking. And again, with today, you need this on your job, in your business, on your radio show, as an author, as a speaker, as a doctor. It doesn't matter. Imagine going to work and then working with a team of people who have tapped into their creative genius. Imagine that. No one on the job sitting back complaining, talking about how bored they are and how this company is whack. You know, imagine being on the college campus where you're the dean and all of your professors are tapped into their creative genius. Well, if you know of anyone that would love for me to come in and show this program to them and get them started, get them sparked and ready to go, please don't forget to give me a call, 908-432-1853, or go to my email, info@lilisajwilliams.com. We're going to help you bust those creativity killers the next time we come on and help you take value in being creative. We're going to talk about things like your limiting belief. You know, your beliefs can limit you. Did you know that? Just based on what you believe. And then we're going to help you with role reversal, all for the month of June. So stay tuned, stay connected with us all June, and we're going to help you jumpstart that creative genius. Well, this has been Coach Lilisa. It's been my absolute pleasure to be here with you, and we'll see you back tomorrow. Same time, same place.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lilisa Show. But we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lilisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great, it's been real, it's been awesome, and you gotta keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move, and this has been Coach Lilisa J. Williams.